Now, Wasps, the crowds there, it's an amazing home venue. And as a player, you've got to be pleased with how things have developed over the season.
Oh, yeah, no, I've absolutely loved my first season at Wasps. I think, yeah, like you said, the fans and everyone, everything down at the Rico is just brilliant. And we've created something special, and it's just amazing to be able to be a part of it. And it'll be great to have our final home match there this Saturday.
How have you seen your game develop?
Well, I think I obviously started opening attack first for, I don't know, maybe the first quarter of the season, and then I moved to goal attack. But to be honest, just working on Tamsin, I feel like I've learned so much. I think she's an incredible coach. That includes like on the court stuff as well, but her video work with me is just brilliant, and she puts so much time and effort into that. And she's allowed me to find out more about myself as a netball player, and some things that I hadn't probably recognised that I was able to do, and she's got that out of me. And yeah, I feel like I've just learned a lot playing underneath her and with the rest of the girls, so I'm really happy, yeah.
The depth of the squad, I mean, we had Sophia's injury and obviously all those different starting combos, it's how you've all been able to adapt to them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. I think we were saying the other day, I was having a conversation with Bongi, and we were like, you know what, we've actually had 5 wing attacks this season, going through all the combinations. And obviously, yeah, it was absolutely gutting to lose Sophia, and Lucy had an injury at the start of the season, and Amy's been out for a little bit, and everyone, we've had quite a tough running with injuries this season, but we were starting to build, and then someone got injured, so it was a real shame. But I think big credit to Sophia. She's still stuck around, and she's been such a big part, even though she's not been playing. She's been such a big part off the court and leading our team talks and stuff in the changing room. So, yeah, it's been tough because we've had so many different combinations, like you've said, but I think it just shows the versatility in our team, and that we can have so many different combinations. And I think that's great. It's challenging us each week, and we're having to adapt and play with new people, but I just think that's great.
Tamsin last night on the telly said she doesn't think you'll meet Lightning in the semis, but Thunder Bear was kind of photobombing the shot at the time. Just wondered, had she said anything to you about who you think she's going to meet?
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure. I think we'll get, if the table stands as it is now, we would have Thunder in the semis. But yeah, I think the final four is going to be a tough one, whoever you get. I think the match last night where you saw the Thunder and Bass game, it just goes to show how much people want it and how much people want to make top four. So whoever we get in the semi-finals, I'm sure Tamsin will have a good plan in place. But yeah, I think, like you said, it's going to be very challenging, and who knows what could happen at final fours.
What did you make of Tamsin's jacket?
It was very sparkly, wasn't it?
Essentially, I mean, we know that it's going to be Lightning and Wasps and Thunder, but who would you like to see out of Bath and Storm?
Oh, I don't know. It's going right down to the wire, isn't it? I think it's literally going to go down to the very last game. I think both those teams, credit to them, they've put out some great performances, and they both really, really want it. And I actually don't know who's going to make it. I think, yeah, with Loughborough, Wasps and Thunder have got guaranteed places now, but the final spot is up for grabs, and it's just what happens in the very last match of the season, which I think is brilliant that it's actually coming down to the very last game of the season that it's got to this point. So I think it just goes to show how competitive the league's been this year, and it's just brilliant for the sport, it's brilliant for spectators, and yeah, I just think it's great.
September will see the Fast Five at the O2. Something you hope to be a part of?
Oh, I think it sounds exciting, the Fast Five tournament. I managed to play a little bit with England before the girls went out to the Fast Five tournament last year, but yeah, I think it sounds exciting, doesn't it? Like, imagine doing that down at the O2 Arena. I think it would be brilliant, and just to see what kind of crowd we'd get in, be exciting. I'd love to be a part of it.
And you're ending at the weekend against Bath. How do you see that ending?
Well, I think it's going to go right down to the wire again. I think it will be a very competitive match. I watched the game last night where Thunder played Bath, and they've got real momentum at the moment. But obviously, we want momentum going into the finals, and we'll definitely be looking to get the win. Bath beat us the first time round, and I'd hate to lose to them again. So, full week of training this week to make sure that we can have a solid game plan to go up against them this weekend. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one.